B'tachon v'alayv, Shir 1425, Sunday, Parshas Yisroi. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schus for Parnosa, the schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezra Hashem send them Parnosa B'Revach La'irich Yom Tevim. We were discussing from the Chavis HaVavis how nobody can help you, and nobody can hurt you, even from a spiritual perspective. And we wanted to add another piece over here regarding going to get a bracha or going to an Adam Gadol to daven for you. All of these things are all forms of hishtadlus. It's like tefillah. Tefillah is also hishtadlus. It's really the best form of hishtadlus, but it's a form of hishtadlus. When you go to an Adam Gadol to daven for you or to get a bracha, it's a form of hishtadlus. And just like we do all other kinds of hishtadlus, this is a hishtadlus that we can also do. But we have to ultimately remember that it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that dictates the outcome. Yes, you can do forms of hishtadlus. And yes, you can do spiritual hishtadlus, like tefillah, or like going to a kever, or like having somebody else daven for you. These are all forms of hishtadlus. And the Rebbeinu Shlom wants you to do hishtadlus. And especially the hishtadlus of tefillah is a mitzvah. When a person's in a situation of etzara, a person should daven to the Rebbeinu Shlom. The Gemara says, if a person, Rachman Tzlan, has a chayla in his house, he should go to a chacham to daven for him. It's all a form of hishtadlus. But the bottom line is, the Rebbeinu Shlom is my machseh, the Rebbeinu Shlom is the one that calls all of the shots. He's the one that decides the outcome. Every other individual is just a puppet, and it's just a form of hishtadlus. And we have to drive this home. It's very important to realize. For example, let's say a person tried to go to the Adam Gadol to get a bracha, and he couldn't get the bracha for whatever reason. The Adam Gadol didn't want to give it, or he couldn't get in, whatever the cheshbon was. You still have the Rebbeinu Shlelem. The Adam Gadol is just a hishtadlus. It might be a very powerful form of hishtadlus, but it's hishtadlus. You still have your shelter. You still have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is taking care of you. Turn to Him. Feel His shelter. Realize He's the only one that can really help you. That is what the Chavis HaLavis is talking about, and that is what generates feelings of machsa. Not to get distracted by what the street thinks, not to get distracted by what everyone else is busy with, but to believe and to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that can help me or chas v'shalom harm me. And when I turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and I feel sheltered by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He will protect me.